and sad and sorry he was, to be sure, as much for his mother's sake as for the loss of his supper. At last he dropped off to sleep. When he woke up, the room looked so funny. The sun was shining into part of it, and yet all the rest was quite dark and shady. So Jack jumped up and dressed himself and went to the window. And what do you think he saw? Why, the beans his mother had thrown out of the window into the garden had sprung up into a big beanstalk, which went up and up and up till it reached the sky. So the man spoke truth after all. The beanstalk grew up quite close past Jack's window, so all he had to do was open it and give a jump onto the beanstalk, which was made like a big plaited ladder. So Jack climbed, and he 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 climbed, until at last he reached the sky. And when he got there, he found a long, broad road going as straight as a dart. So he walked along, and he walked along, and he walked along, till he came to a great big tall house, and on the doorstep there was a great big tall woman. "Good morning, Mum," says Jack, quite polite-like. "Could you be so kind as to give me some breakfast?" For he hadn't had anything to eat, you know, the night before, and was as hungry as a hunter. "It's breakfast you want, is it?" says the great big tall woman. "It's breakfast you'll be if you don't move off from here. My man is an ogre, and there's nothing he likes better than boys broiled on toast. You'd better be moving on, or he'll soon be a-coming." "Oh, please, Mum, do give me something to eat, Mum. I've had nothing to eat since yesterday morning, and really and truly," says Jack, "I may as well be broiled as die of hunger." Well, the ogre's wife wasn't such a bad sort after all, so she took Jack into the kitchen and gave him a junk of bread and cheese and a jug of milk. But Jack hadn't finished these when thump, 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 the whole house began to tremble with the noise of someone coming. "Oh, goodness gracious me, it's my old man," said the ogre's wife. "What on earth shall I do? Here, quick, come, jump in here." And she bundled Jack into the oven just as the ogre came in. He was a big one, to be sure. At his belt he had three calves strung up by the heels, and he unhooked them and threw them down on the table and said, "Here, wife, broil me a couple of these for breakfast. What's that I smell? Fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll have his bones to grind my bread."
"Nonsense, dear," said the wife, "you're dreaming. Or perhaps you smell the scraps of that little boy you liked so much for yesterday's dinner. Here you go, have a wash and tidy up, and by the time you come back your breakfast will be ready for you."
So the ogre went off, and Jack was just going to jump out of the oven and run off when the woman told him, "Wait till he's asleep," she says. "He always has a snooze after breakfast." Well, the ogre had his breakfast, and after that he goes to a big chest and takes out of it a couple of bags of gold and sits down counting them till at last his head begins to nod, and he began to snore till the whole house shook again. Then Jack crept out on tiptoe from his oven, and as he was passing the ogre, he took one of the bags of gold under his arm, and off he pelters till he comes to the beanstalk, and then he threw down the bag of gold, which of course fell to his mother's garden. And then he climbed down and climbed down, till at last he got home and told his mother and showed her the gold and said, "Well, mother, wasn't I right about the beans? They are really magical, you see." So they lived on the bag of gold for some time. But at last they came to the end of that. So Jack made up his mind to try his luck once more at the top of the beanstalk. So one fine morning he got up early and got on to the beanstalk, and he climbed 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 and he climbed, till at last he got to the road.